The effects of 2 decades under dictatorial regime still linger in the minds of many Gambians. As I walk along the busy Sahir Diop Avenue in Serekunda, in a bid to gauge the opinions of some Gambians on the challenges awaiting the new regime, I am surprised that few Gambians has the courage to speak out. However, as I enter the Serekunda market, which is the biggest market in the country, a group of youth who sell an assortment of goods say they have lost hope in the new government. Mustafa Kamara, who sells second-hand clothing, says it is too early to judge the efficiency of the borough administration, though he stresses that they should at least provide the basics.
You know, when a new government comes in, it takes some time to settle down. I can understand that. But at the moment, the living conditions are so hard because there's no regular supply of water and electricity, which also affects people. Business is also very dull these days. I'm a businessman. That's my profession. But at the moment, business has gone down badly.
Others argue that job creation for the youth should top the priorities of the new government, given the high number of university graduates. Karamo Kamara is a graduate, says he has no other option but to resort to petty business at the Serekunda market.
Right now, I'm a graduate, and I'm having a lot of papers, but even to have a proper job is a problem. You are getting me, so we at the market trying to make the best so that we can feed our families. But still at the market, yeah, they are disturbing us. Yeah, so what we are just begging the government is that let them give us chance. Chance to see how best to make a living. Maybe if we are standing here trying to make a living, they said it is prohibited. So let them see something else to do for us so that we can support, because most of us here working at the market, we are former thieves, drug dealers, doing terrible deals. But now we want to stop all that to be on the right lane. So now we are here trying to live legally, but still they don't want to give us chance.
Several people who spoke to me on condition of anonymity said there's no sign that the borough government will do much to alleviate the living conditions of the majority of Gambians.
My advice to the new government is to bear in mind that these positions will not last forever. Before they came to these positions, there were people who occupy them, and when they leave, whomever comes in will look into what they did. As you see right now, the new government has set up a commission to probe the president and associates. A day will come when others will also do the same to these people. Let everyone use his position wisely and do very excellent work. Bureaucracy is fine, but it should have a limit.
Boubacar Senghor, a Gambian businessman who resides in Germany, blames the slow pace of government business to the bureaucratic chain of command. He is urging the new administration to work hard to meet the aspiration of Gambians. President Barrow has said that his administration is working to address the erratic power outages and shortage of potable water, which he attributed to old and non-performing generators at the country's main power plant in Koto. Despite the trials and tribulations of the new regime, Gambians are happy that the wind of change has catapulted a 22-year-old dictatorial regime led by the Iron Fist President Yahya Jammeh. Reporting for Radio France International, this is Alpha Diallo in Banjul.